Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The monthly fee for garbage collection and recycling will increase slightly for Unionville Village residents. The fee will increase by 43 cents per month to go from $14.25 to $14.68. The total per cycle billing will be $29.36. The increase will help to cover expenses and fuel surcharges. During the meeting, the council reviewed health insurance as well as discussed wages, but they took no action on either matter. In other matters, the village will host a collection for unwanted tires from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June the 22nd at the Village Hall at 6454 Mary Street. The collection of tires is free and is to be done in coordination with the joint efforts with the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement and Tuscola County Recycling to reduce the breeding grounds of mosquitoes. Opening day for Little League in the village will be in the park on April the 27th as well. And another local and regional news for today. The Deckerville School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. on Monday at the high school library. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to grant tenure as well as probationary status to some teachers, and will review the 2024 through 2025 Sanilac Intermediate School District's proposed budget. In addition, there will be a closed session regarding personnel, and administrators and department heads will also provide their reports. Teacher Appreciation Week is May 6th through May 10th, and they will be celebrating that in Deckerville as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for the Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that the Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to the Ukraine, quote, expected and predictable, and warned that it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. And another national and international news. An acute housing shortage hitting fire survivors on the Hawaiian island of Maui is squeezing out residents even as they try to overcome the loss of loved ones, their homes, and their community. The situation is prompting state lawmakers to consider giving counties the authority to phase out vacation rentals. Hawaii Governor Josh Green got so frustrated about the large number of short-term rentals that he blurted an expletive during a news conference. The deadly wildfire in August burned the core of the residential housing stock in the area. Neighborhoods spared by the fire have a high percentage of vacation rentals. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Wave M. Manuel, age 58, of Sebring, passed away on Monday, April the 15th. A memorial visitation for Wave M. Manuel is planned for Tuesday, April the 23rd, at the Yingle and Mellendorf Funeral Home of Sebring, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The memorial service will be Wednesday, April the 24th, at the New Salem Lutheran Church of Sebring. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 10:30 a.m. with a luncheon to follow. Memorial donations may be given to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Wave's name. You can also share a memory online at jmfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.